Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Maya, will you be my Valentine?
Curly, I thought you'd never ask.
No.
Well, who should I ask then?
Well, about that guy, your sleep paralysis demon.
Yeah, what about me?
Well, I guess you've already been on top of me once or twice before.
Come on, ask me, baby.
Will you be my Valentine?
No.
Get in here.
My name is Curly.
And I'm Maya.
And welcome to
the Super Secret Bestie Club podcast.
A super secret club where we talk about super secret things.
Yeah, like secrets that are super.
That's what it is.
In each episode, we'll talk about love, friendship, heartbreaks, men, and of course, our favorite secrets.
Get in here!
Well, Maya, here we are. Another episode of the Super Secret Bestie Club.
On Valentine's Day, it's Valentine's Day!
It's Valentine's Day! It's Valentine's Day!
Hopefully, this is the first thing you're listening to today to get your Valentine's Day started. Hopefully, it's
exactly.
And maybe you got a little kiss in the morning. If not, maybe you kiss yourself.
Oh, wait, we were saying that this is supposed to be like a date with us.
Oh shit.
Get the candles. Shit. Turn off the lights.
Cue the romantic music.
Well. Looks like you're invited on a Valentine's Day with us, Maya and Curly.
And on the menu tonight is spaghetti.
Oh. And spaghetti is bad to eat on a first date, right? Isn't it messy? Unless you want the... This is the night.
And today's musical guest is Maya.
Let me finish it.
And they call it Bella Notte. I killed that shit. Fuck, dude. I'm a fucking catch, dude.
Well, you know, today's kind of like a triggering day for a lot of people. And we figured, like so many of us, you know, who don't have a Valentine today, welcome to the show.
Welcome.
With arms wide open.
Wide open spaces.
We take you in.
That's Dixie Chicks as
sang
by.
Ooh, that was good. I didn't know you were also a musical guest. That's crazy. No one told me.
I'm wearing the chef's outfit right now, just an apron and a giant hat.
Oh, it's a singing restaurant. We're at a singing restaurant. Got it.
We also have the three mice from Babe here because we're vegan.
Oh, that's so cute. So how are we feeling on this Valentine's Day?
You know, it's interesting for me because this time last year I was in a relationship.
Were you?
Situationship. And I
situationship.
And so I had a Valentine and it was really like, you know, we'll get into that too because it was kind of like an interesting Valentine for me. But I feel fine. Like, I never feel weird on this day, if I'm honest for you. I'm always like, Valentine. Can I just say one thing about that Valentine's Day? It was the way that it was asked, the way that they asked me to be their Valentine's was one of the sweetest ways ever. It was super sweet. There was a really cute video about it. I was very confused. I thought it was for someone else, but it was actually for me. So the video is me genuinely being like, oh my God, I walked in on someone else's surprise. And then us laughing at like, no, it's for you, weirdo. So it's very sweet. The way that it ended, not so sweet. The actual day.
Cause what is Valentine, like, be my Valentine? What does that really mean? If I'm not your girlfriend, I'm your Valentine. I should be your girlfriend and your Valentine.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. For me, Valentine is like, to me, Valentine is a day to celebrate love. But a lot of people see it as like romantic love, like your romantic person. But for me, you could celebrate with somebody that you love, somebody who's your best friend, a close friend.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. But if my situationship is doing all that, why not ask me to be? I'm just triggered by it. Anyway, that's how I'm feeling. A little rocked. Little rock and roll here.
A little rocked. I mean, I think it's this weird time that people think that I have been in relationships before during Valentine's Day, and I'm not very good at it. Like, I think I had one boyfriend who brought like flowers, and we had like a really sweet like dinner in my apartment, candle lit. Like, they brought all the, I wasn't good at it. I didn't know what to do. And then the other boyfriend, we were like, well, we are very romantic all the time, and we go to dinner all the time. We do a lot of sweet things all the time. Do you want to just stay home and we can have a Valentine's dinner like on a night where the restaurants aren't packed? So it's kind of like, if my ideal Valentine is to be like, hey, do you want to throw a party? Do you want to have a big dinner and celebrate with our people that we love and really just celebrate love in general? That would be like so sexy to me.
Our current relationship status this year is single for me.
Single, yes. Single too.
Where were we last year on Valentine's Day?
You go first.
It's going to be a short story. Valentine's Day every year is always a little bit of a sore day for me. I think because I have a lot of expectation. I've never had like a Valentine before or a Valentine date or any. I've always been single on Valentine's Day. All of my relationships usually end before the holidays. Sad, I know. Or they've been like off and on during the holidays. How convenient. How convenient.
I feel the same way about Christmas. I'm usually out of a relationship by Christmas. And I'm like, oh, how convenient. I don't have to get them a gift.
Yeah, that's great. It's good. Last year I was definitely, I was sad about it a little bit. And I was like, next year I'm going to have a Valentine. But this year I'm just kind of like, I don't feel as sad as I was last year. I think I'm more so like, I was going to be in Nashville for Valentine's Day, but I don't know. I still might be, but I don't know. I feel more in control now of like, this is just a day. Like, people are usually stressed out or have big expectations. A lot of Scorpios are being made tonight on Valentine's Day.
Oh, so, I love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lot of energy. So I feel okay. But yeah, last year was, I didn't really do anything. I think I ordered like pasta and like went to like a workout with my personal trainer, and that was it. You know, but I was a little sad about it. I was definitely sad because I think my mind goes to like, my exes are with their partners and they're having such a great life on Valentine's Day. And I'm not. I'm still single. So they won. That's where my mind goes.
Yeah. I can see that. I can understand how a lot of people think in that way, like, oh, they won. Even sometimes you look at somebody else and you go, well, I have somebody and they don't, so I won. Like, people think that just being in a relationship is like that you won, but it's
they kind of are a little bit, you know, but not really.
For me, I feel like who's the happiest, right? Like, for me, I could feel, I honestly on Valentine's Day, I'm not bothered by it. Like, I'm truly, like, I actually do have a Valentine's this year.
Oh.
But it's a really close friend of mine. It's a best friend. Yeah. And I'm like, what are we going to do? That's so cool. It's yeah. so sweet to me, you know?
That's great like, that you have that. I'm happy for you. No, I'm happy for you. No, that's so awesome. I was gonna ask like my celebrity neighbor. So,
but you know, last year for me, it's kind of an interesting story, and we'll get into it, you know, in a future episode. But like, I actually consider it my first Valentine's Day in a relationship where we wanted to try something, where it was like, okay, let's see if I can do something. And I remember I went to the market and I bought like, I threw down like $400 and something to like create like a personal charcuterie thing, like one of those like cool table charcuteries, you know, that you see on like Instagram and TikTok. And I bought like a bunch of flowers and I got like a picnic basket from my mom, and I made this like really pretty like decor. I got like special jellies and all these different things. And so I set up this like charcuterie picnic looking thing on the table with, and I, you know, I put like flowers amongst the food. I put leaves. It was really beautiful. And, it was kind of met with like, the person liked it, but also because I didn't really understand what Valentine's Day meant to them, I had invited somebody else to join us, aka like somebody in their life who was very special to them. And I thought, well, you don't have a Valentine's today. Why not join us on our Valentine's Day? Like, it doesn't mean the same thing to me. To me, it's like the way that I kind of treated it was like, once this day is over, I'm going to go back to bed with this person. I have my person, I have my partner. Why not share something that already feels weird with somebody else that day?
Because I feel like you were so filled up with love that you had love to share.
Absolutely. That's how I think it should be. Like, I get it if you're like, oh, it's our anniversary, or it's something that's really personal, or you want like alone time. And it's okay, because the person I was with didn't like it and they were a little upset by it, which is okay because their feelings are valid. Everyone's emotions are valid in the relationship. But I think that for me, I think that's what keeps me from being sad today, is that I don't see it as something that is a day for a partner. It's a day to go, we have so much love all around us. How can we include the people around us? How do we make something of it? And how do we just enjoy ourselves and have some, you know, good, I'm vegan now. Oh. But you know, at the time,
not sure if you guys know.
Yeah, I'm vegan. I've been vegan for 13 days. With nothing wrong with enjoying little snacks here and there, I would say.
I was scrolling on TikTok and I saw a lot. There's like different TikTok challenges or like trends and stuff about partners asking their partners to be Valentines. And some people are like, you know, like, why do I have to ask you when we're already together? Like, do you think that should, like, you're together, you're in a relationship. Like, are you now, with all of your knowledge of having a very successful, loved up, beautiful, fulfilling, like, Valentine's Day, even though it didn't turn out so great at the end, but you still, like, you know, you got that, you felt that. Would you now, if you were in a relationship, kind of, like, do that same thing for your partner, or ask them, set up this beautiful thing for them?
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh my, look at that, he is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know me. I'm such a romantic. I love that shit. I love the idea of being like, we're 10 years deep and he always asks me to be his Valentine.
Right, you know, like that is so deep. Cute. Like,
it's so cute. And I like, for example, I tend to date taller guys and I'm usually like the smaller one. You know how sometimes girls get behind their boyfriends and they play hump them? Or girls will do things that are kind of like seen as more manly with their guys. I like when you kind of get to like treat your guy a little bit like a lady. Like, you know, when you're like, let me doll you up. Let me get you the flowers. Let me fucking like get you something really sweet and be like, will you be my Valentine? Like, I think if you want your man to do that or you want your partner to do that, great. But also if you want to be the one that does it too, like, that's so cute. Why wouldn't you?
I would for sure ask my partner to be my Valentine as I expect them to ask me, you know, because I could ask them, but they could have a Valentine of their own. And, you know, like, you have to secure that shit, like, especially with my history of not having any, like, traditional Valentine's Day. Like, I would go friggin' hard on that. I don't care if it seems, I don't care if it seems more like in my masculine energy. I'm like, this is like, I'm a lover girl, you know? Yeah. And I think I said this last year for Valentine's Day one year, I sang over 200 love songs, customized love songs for people on Fiverr.com back in the day when the site first came out. And it was very special to people, but I never got a love song of my own. Mm. Like, you know.
That's a love song right there.
A love song, how I've never got a love song. I have made a love song it's called The Love Song Girl.
Oh, yeah. It sounds like a song to be like, I've written 200 love songs in 5 long days. And none of you motherfuckers returned it to me. And in 3 small words. That's Josie and the Pussycats.
You can't see that I'm the one.
Such a good song, by the way. I'm a punk rock prom queen. Okay, speaking of, what is your idea of a perfect Valentine's date, though?
I would love something that's just like chill, that's just us. I don't want to like go out anywhere. I feel like it's going to be too chaotic and, you know, unless it was like a trip. If we did a trip where it was like Valentine's Day weekend, I'm a very much like an Airbnb girl where like surprise me with the trip, like on a cliff somewhere where it's just us, like near the ocean or like in Ojai or something, like something cute where it's just us and we can just like play and chill. That to me would be so cute. I'm not like girl. Are you? Do you like to get presents?
No, because usually people don't get my taste right. Is like, and I have, you know, I'm going more and more minimalist now. I'm like, no, if it's not like a rock that you found in like a lake somewhere. Right. I don't want it.
I love flowers.
Oh, I love any flowers.
Time of the day, any kind of flowers.
Me too.
Anything.
Me too.
I love that shit.
For me, I think the perfect Valentine's Day would be, I've always been this way. Like, no matter what boyfriend I've had, I always like to include people with us. Like, you know, I had a boyfriend once whose his sister lived nearby, and I loved when she would come around. I'd be like, invite her, like, let's go take her out for dinner. Like, Joyce was, you know, in one of my relationships, she would be there with us all the time where we would like be like, do you want to, let's take Joyce out for dinner. You know, like, it was just something that I just enjoy doing in relationships where I go, let's bring someone in our love with us. Let's invite people to share in our relationship. I always think it's kind of cool because, you know, I'm a gay man. I date other gay men. I think it's cool when there's a girl with us because I feel like we're kind of like her boyfriends. Let's treat her like she's our girlfriend. Like, let's have fun in that way. So for me, I like the idea of like going places. Let's go on a picnic, like Cinespia, outdoor movie, you know, when people do like the outdoor things, there's like a table and like the candles and you're at the beach somewhere. Have you seen those? How like people will, you know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. My cousin does that. My cousin will like set up a table for you and like get the charcuterie and the cake and the champagne and that. Set up a thing for you at the beach. Shout out, I think it's called like Anastasia's Bridal or something like that. Hit her up if you want that. But yeah, so she's pretty, it's pretty dope. Like, I just love the idea of being like, why don't we make this something that is a fun manifestation of what our love is and not necessarily like, we're going to go to the Olive Garden. I'm going to bring you the flowers.
Now,
we're
going to
order the unlimited brand.
Now, hold on.
Not
going if to the Olive Garden like, with flowers.
Oh my God.
Sounds like a good time.
If my boyfriend would be like, let's go to the Olive Garden, I'd be like, babe, can we? I'm done.
That would be if me and him were to Uber and we would get drunk off the, if we get drunk at the Olive Garden, then that, love that.
My point exactly. You have to be drunk to be at the Olive Garden and I can't drink. So, right. You know, it would depend. Like if it was something that I found fun too, like, you know how I find the Cheesecake Factory fun. Like if you'd be like, babe, we're going to the Cheesecake Factory. I know it's super corny, super fun. Then we're going to go see a movie and we're going to do this. I'd be like, okay, I get it. It's kind of like
the Cheesecake niche. Factory is top tier. You take me to Cheesecake Factory. You better give me a ring.
She will eat your ass tonight.
Give me a ring.
And by ring, she means the ring of your anus.
Oh, wait, hold on. Our waiter wants to take our orders.
Oh,
I'll do the unlimited breadsticks and soup and salad. What about you?
Do you guys have anything on the menu that's vegan? I'm vegan now. I've been vegan for 13
He's
days.
He's vegan?
Yeah. Everyone, clink, clink, clink. Clink, clink,
clink, clink.
I'm vegan, and the rest of you are monsters. Yes, I'm a Virgo, hence I'm... why I'm perfect.
And Scorpio moon. Don't forget about that.
Born at 11/11. Thank you.
And when was I born?
On the 4th of July.
Wait, what about our listeners? What do you guys want?
Yeah, just say it out loud in your car.
That's a good choice. Yeah, say it out loud. That's a good choice. I got some Tums and some Pepsid AC too, so don't worry.
Yeah.
You're taken care of, girl.
It's clear that you're not vegan and you don't care about the animals. I can smell it in your breath.
Oh.
I'm sorry, I'm close to you again. I thought we were going to kiss. Sorry.
Oh. Should I leave?
What's like your what's something that is like your go-to? Okay, so like since we're both single this year, what are some things that you would do solo on your Valentine's Day?
Well, it seems currently we're recording this February 8th. I am PMSing hardcore. I almost cried 5 times during recording this episode because I'm like,
right now?
Yeah, dude. This shit is triggering. I think I'm probably going to be alone again on Valentine's Day, which is fine. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to figure out, but I like comfort movie activity.
Can I ask you, like, what does Valentine's Day mean that it would be something that is triggering? Like, what is the underlying?
I think it's because I had such a like an intense memory with Valentine's Day of like when I had broken up with someone and my parents were like, you're crying too much, like go do something for other people. So the love song stuff, I sang love songs for a year and then love songs for, you know, people. It just felt like, yes, I was giving love out, but I had no love for myself to give.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I felt empty. I felt depleted. So I think there's some, maybe I'll do some healing work on that day and like go inward and go to that version of myself. Cause I feel like, you know, we all need to be reminded that like we honor our inner child a lot, but like, what about the version of ourselves like 5 years ago or a year ago or a month ago or yesterday, you know? Yeah. Like, so I think there's some definite like healing I need to do because that for me is like means that there's some unresolved sadness there for sure. Cause I think I was, I never really got to like sit with my emotions or feel justified in being sad. It was always like, you're too sad. Like, you know, instead of like, hey, maybe you should go to therapy, you know, or like, maybe we should like, maybe we should take you to see someone. Like, it was just like, be creative with it. And it helped a lot because it actually like one of the people who booked me on a show, I got booked on like 3 news shows to sing for them. One of them ended up working at BuzzFeed, who later hired me to be a resident there. So, not for nothing, but I think it's still like the unresolved thing of like singing all those love songs for other people. And I think it's the narrative that I need to change for sure.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I think as far as a movie or activity.
Oh, wait, can I say something?
Uh-huh.
I feel like for a lot of people, I think that this day almost can feel like a reminder of like not feeling chosen or desired, or it can act as like something that makes you feel like, well, why not me? I think it makes you kind of, not you, but I think it makes a lot of people kind of come face to face with the desire and the need to want to be connected to somebody. And it kind of can act as a day where people are like suddenly having to confront that part of their lives, right? And so it's almost like it can feel, at least for me, that it's like, it's almost like if everybody had like $100 and you were like broke, you had $0. And it was the day that everybody with $100 celebrated. And you're like, no, not you, because you don't have $100, you have zero. And so of course you're going to feel this sort of like deficit in where people are at. So I can understand how it can be like triggering for a lot of people. Or people who, you know, I will see how I feel on that day, because I could very easily be like, damn, this day last year, I thought I would be celebrating year number 2, right? And now I'm not. I'm celebrating with another friend, which is great and amazing. But, you know, all these things that can just kind of bubble to the top because of this one day that has a lot of sentiment behind it.
Mm-hmm.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At BostonProper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit BostonProper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
I don't know what movie or activity I would do. What about you?
Okay, so for me, solo, what would I do solo? I don't think I would be... I just don't care. Like, for me, I'm like... The day just feels, again, like another day to just make money for the world, to sell shit with hearts on it, to give somebody a card. I truly, truly, truly live my life in ways that it's like, if you, and you know this, like if you, we go eat, I will probably pay for it and be like, oh, I love you. Like, I want to pay for dinner. That's my love language, right? You and I will text people and be like, thinking of you. I love you. You're important to me. You mean da 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 da. We have hearts all over. You have hearts literally behind you all over. It's not something that you have around you once a year. It's part of your life, right?
No, we count the hearts.
how many hearts, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I just am like, I feel like whatever Valentine's Day is supposed to represent, I truly feel like I live it every day. And so when the day comes, when everyone's cramming into a restaurant or trying to like figure out what they're going to do, I just don't feel bothered by it. You know, I'm just like not. But in saying that, rom-coms are my favorite genre. And my favorite, one of my favorite love songs is by The Carpenters. It's called A Song for You. Amy Winehouse also covered it too. There was a line where Amy and Karen Carpenter, they say, I love you in a place where there's no space or time. I love you for in my life. You are a friend of mine. And then they go, and when my life is over, remember when we were together, we were alone, and I was singing this song to you. And I love that. I think that's my favorite. A romantic.
Welcome to the astrology portion of the podcast. Who do you think is the most romantic sign? Probably a water sign or a fire sign.
The most romantic signs? Who do you think?
I think definitely like water signs. I think Cancers can be pretty romantic. I think because they're really mushy. I think Scorpios can be really romantic. Like it. Scorpios give me like the Addams Family kind of love, like,
yeah, yeah,
for sure. Yeah, I mean, I think I don't know, air signs, I guess. I think Libras can be very romantic. Geminis, I think, can be romantic, but I think they're also like they're thinking about 100 million things too. So they're like, do I want to be romantic for this person? Is this the person I gotta pick? Which person? You know?
Is it you?
Yeah.
Is it you?
Very much that. What do you think?
What movie is that from? Oh, it's from Ellen. Oh, no. It's from Margaret Cho. I feel like I know everything I know about romance and love because of water signs. Like, I just had no idea. Like, the Pisces, you know, Ariel taught me compassion at such an early age. You know, people that I've dated, Cancers, my past beautiful partners who were Cancers that really taught me how to be caring and loving in ways that I didn't know how. And other partners who have been Scorpios who have been very patient with me in terms of like lovemaking and teaching me how to like really connect to a partner and learning how to be passionate in sexual circumstances. Love water signs, just so like the best, you know. They're like spiritual lubricant. They're just really good with the love, you know. I feel like fire signs are too scared. They're too like,
what do you and mean? Earth signs.
Fire signs are just forever like no. And then I feel like earth signs, like they're a little rough. The friction's a little. What do you get when two earth pieces of earth rub against each other? You get a massive earthquake. Like, just, whoa. And it's not good for anyone, you know? So me, my Virgo ass, I think I like water signs. Who would plan the best Valentine's date?
I think Virgos would. Listen, I've dated a couple Virgos and they have definitely planned some of the best dates I've ever been on. For sure. Romance, but they were also a little afraid of the romance. They let the location do the romance for them. I would fill in the rest. You know how like you have your little Virgo set it up and then the fire sign will fill in the rest.
Yeah. I will say I'm not really good at that, like that part. Like with the person that I'm kind of seeing right now, they've been very helpful with like planning things for us. Like we do it together, but they're amazing at like finding things and being like, hey, I found this in the area. I taught them how to do it, by the way, but they are very like, they'll pick and they'll help me pick things, so it's pretty dope. The last thing we did that was pretty cool was we went to see this like virtual reality. By the way, if you're looking for something to do, TikTok is just truly Google's search engine rival. Like, I now never use Google to find anything anymore.
It's elite.
I literally go on TikTok.
Yes.
Yeah, TikTok, just type in date night, Los Angeles, vegan, animal friendly, if you want to bring the dogs with you, experience, wherever you are in the world, type this in. It will populate exactly what you're looking for. So me and the person I'm seeing right now, we put up date night in LA, and we found either could go to a cake decorating thing where you could decorate cakes, or we could go to like this like virtual reality thing where you put on these like VR glasses and you can like experience like dinosaurs. We chose the dragon experience. We ended up going for this one to do the dragon experience. It lasted 10 minutes. I'm sorry. It lasted maybe 5 minutes. It was like $25 a person. It's
what was
pretty
his
fun.
Sign?
An air sign.
Oh, what air sign? Libra.
Yeah, so much fun. We laughed about it because we were like, damn, we really thought we were going to have like this wild experience. And it was like 5 minutes long. You are in this virtual world, which feels really cool. Dragons, you get splashed, you get bumped, you like are moving. And then you take off your glasses and it's a tiny little fan in front of you that spits water at you.
So it's like a 4D kind of experience.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, and you can, like, move your hands, and you can see your hands in, like, the technical world. It's pretty dope.
Wow.
Or the virtual world.
That's cool.
Yeah, so air signs, I guess, are pretty fun.
And that concludes the astrology portion of the podcast.
Woohoo! Well, Maya, how do you plead?
Have fun today. I loved everything you said. Like, love is an everyday thing. It's all around us. It's so easy to get lost in the sauce of this capitalistic and commercialized, like, way of this holiday. It's a holiday. It's a consumer holiday for sure. For those who feel a little sensey like I do, what helps me a lot is that these feelings are temporary and they're feelings. They'll go away. Like, let the feelings feel. Their feelings are not fact. And I'm not going to throw myself a little pity party because it's a habit. Because you know when you throw yourself a pity party, like, you're benefiting from it in some way. Because it's easier for me, speaking for myself, it's easier to be in a pity party in a low frequency thing because it's like, well, of course no one wants to hang out with me, or of course nobody asks me, or of course blah, blah, blah. Like, you're feeling a little bit in your victim mode era, and, you know, it's about acknowledging it and seeing what you could do with that. It brings up a lot. I feel like Valentine's Day brings up a lot of different things for so many people. Even when you're in a relationship, I imagine that it's super stressful. Because it's a lot of expectations. Yeah, like, I bet a lot of people are expecting to get proposed to, you know, or maybe not proposed to. Like, don't you dare propose to me on Valentine's Day or something. So,
yeah,
I think, remember the core of love, of what the meaning is. And, yeah, I feel like you have, like, better words for sure. Because I'm like, after this, I'm definitely going to cry.
I literally was just going to quote the great poet / prophetess / icon Bjork. She has a song called All Is Full of Love. And she's like, you'll be given love. Like, you will be taken care of. You have to trust that you will be.
Yeah.
But I like the part where she goes, maybe not from the sources you have poured yours into. Maybe not from the directions that you are staring at. All you have to do is twist your head around and see that it's all around you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that, like, in days where you want to think about love, remember that love doesn't look the way that you think it needs to sometimes. Mm-hmm. It doesn't look like, you know, the person who you're going to spend it with and who might cheat on you later. Listen to the episodes coming out next
right.
week, you know? Oop. It's not about the person that you're going to hang with or do whatever. It literally can be the sun finding you. It can be the universe, the world for once in perfect harmony. As Diana Ross once said. Just waiting to hold you and love you. And, you know.
Keep talking.
You know, and as we go down this road of life, you will find that you came into this world alone, and you'll go out in this world alone. So just enjoy your time and live your best life, Diva.
It's enough to make kings and vagabonds.
Ma'am, the restaurant is closing.
Oh.
Well. Who's paying?
Me run! Or
oh, I think we left the besties back there.
Oh, they're paying for it. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Super Secret Bestie Club podcast, Valentine's Day edition. Curly, how can they find you on social media?
You can find me on Instagram or TikTok at The Curly V Show. Maya, where can people find you?
You can find me at Maya in the Moment, M-A-Y-A in the Moment, all over the internet, except for OnlyFans.
And can you feel the love tonight? Not me, because I'm single. Tonight.
I just like when he goes, King Shen Vagabonds.
Do you think that was his favorite part too?
Yeah.
That's where he really put his foot in. Vagabonds. He really got in. Yeah. Vagabonds.
Vagabonds. He said,
that's my favorite part. Did you hear the part where I said vagabonds? Vagabonds. That's my favorite part. And roll it back. Roll it back.
Bye, vagabonds. Love you. Love you.
Oh, don't worry. We'll be your Valentine's Day today.
Nope. Cut.
Make sure to hit that subscribe button to hear more episodes every single week. The Super Secret Bestie Club podcast is a production of Sonoro in partnership with iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network.
For more podcasts from iHeart, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.